Fewer Americans are making use of their middle initial. We'll tell you what's behind the trend on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now 1-800-735-7860. That's 1-800-735-7860. 1-800-735-7860.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 15th, the 288th day of the year. Middle names are a relatively new thing. 200 years ago, fewer than 5% of Americans even had them. By 1900, nearly everyone had one. Presidents from FDR to George W. Bush have made good use of their middle initial. And so have pop culture figures, too. From Michael J. Fox to James T. Kirk and Samuel L. Jackson to Homer J. Simpson. But a new survey says middle initial use has been declining dramatically with the millennial generation. Hoping to seem less formal, they're leaving it out. You can see the evidence yourself in newspaper and magazine bylines. John Q. Public has spoken, and middle initials are MIA. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.